try to go a little faster this time. Try to make let the notes ring, because when they start getting these short sounds in between, it sort of disrupts the sound. Doesn't feel right. It's like yeah. So let the notes all connect.
Thank you. silencing is not weird as well, so we don't know.
This cardboard in here, when we put that at sea, it really sounds like nothing. So I'm just wondering if we should take piece of cardboard out before we play that.
No. When you play that chord, it's still there.
You want it?
Yeah.
So with the chord with the fermata?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You should still have the cardboard there. Here we go. Top.
Louder, two, three, four, and close. Back, three.
Actually, two bars before F. Two bars before F. It's important that the two of you don't make your trills sound like they are in time in
okay.
such way, because then the tempo becomes weird. It should just be basically as fast as you can play it.
Okay.
With, you know, so not in time. So if you play five notes per beat, I would love it, because it's going to sound less. And if you can do seven and the same beat as five, even better, right? So just it should be amorphous. Two bars before F. Okay, so, alright. Clicks, playing, just practice the metronome, put the metronome on like eighth notes, and play. Play in between them, right? So it's the same two spots, right? Just get up a little bit. Thank you. backwards, starting the last section, letter Q. So if you have not played this piece before, what's happening in letter Q is y'all are making a mist. You're making a mist, I think. So I may ask for a change, we'll see. But if you are guitar ones, what are you playing? At letter Q. Are you playing that harmonic at? Yeah, you just play the one harmonic at Q, and then on the fourth measure, you get this tolling thing. So you're gonna cross the fourth string over the third string at the seventh fret. Play this, it's not supposed to be incisive. It should be like ching 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 ching.
Okay.
It should be like, you know, so when everyone's orchestra does it together, it's sort of like ambiguous. Sorry, there's not like a clear rhythm going on.
Softer.
And softer, yeah. Guitars two and three. Y'all doing the same thing on different strings. First two. Fifth string comes up with a fourth and the seventh fret. The fourth string comes in the third. And thumb strokes, I think is what he wants.
Does it sound like this?
Yeah, but why don't you stop playing for a second? Alright, so listen please. So what you're trying to do is not play. Right, you're trying to get like a sort of cross.
One string over the third.
Third over the fourth over the third. You know, as long as they're crossed, right? You're crossing. So I'm taking like the fifth string and putting it over the fourth string, like this. They cross, and so when I press them down, the cross strings make this rattling noise. But again, you're trying to play it in such a way that it's not. It should be with your thumb. Just use your thumb. Alright, and everyone plays basically whatever rhythm you wish. I think you all need to be sort of in the same. Let's try this. Let's play the with your thumb very close up over the fingerboard. Right, so it's a warm a warm sound, not a bright sound.
Should we be doing like faster notes, or I don't know if it would be different, but you want to create like a warm sound?
It's like a wash.
A wash, right?
Almost like a wave, perhaps. Alright, so let's don't play for a moment. Anthony, play. So you should be varying your rhythm. You're improvising a rhythm. Right? You're improvising a rhythm. So the rhythm shall be different. So don't be afraid of a different rhythm, but just don't make it sound incisive. Right? It's like the difference between a word that begins with T and a word that begins with W. You know, there's ta 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 and there's wah wah wah. We want wah wah wahs. Right? Wah wah wahs. Same thing. Here we go. Q. Right? Q. Right? Again, the idea is no one sticks out and play random sort of rhythms. Q. Q again. So what's going to happen is at letter P, I begin playing the cadenza. I begin playing the cadenza at letter P. For those of you at the end of letter P, except for basically guitar 4, right? You don't have anything in that measure before Q. At that point, you should get your strings crossed. Right? One measure before Q. And then at Q, I'm going to look at you, right? So you have to watch my head now, because my hand's in the guitar. And I'm going to nod my head, and then we'll start Q, right? So we'll start Q. So go ahead and cross your strings. Imagine we've just played the last measure of P. You should do this silently because this is during a fermata. Right? So during a fermata, there's no noise. There shouldn't be, at least. So you can do it.
So
in one measure?
It's a fermata.
Okay.
It's a fermata. And what you'll notice is guitar ones, you haven't played anything for three bars. So you've got plenty of time to do it. But that's three bars before, you know, so you've got plenty of time to get your strings crossed. All right, so here we go, letter Q. The string should be crossed. And at R, it's going to be your job now to, with Joe, to show where you enter.
Okay.
You keep playing. Everyone here is still playing. And then I'm going to show the next thing will be S. So here's S. Softer at S. Alright, so the next thing, next time I move, that's the 2 and 3, so you play your chord. 1s and 4s. And that's how it works. Yep.
I don't know if R or S might be. Is R when the 1s start?
R is where 1s and 4s enter.
You start on the third beat.
You start on the third beat.
So I'll bring, with my head, I'll bring the third beat, right? We want to do it at the beginning.
Yeah, just do the third beat.
Right,
this is all, it's all said as you see the CA period, that's about, right? So this is not precise at this moment anymore. All right, so whenever Anthony moves his head, that's where 1s and 4s will enter. Then I move my head at S, everyone gets softer, and I move my head after Anthony. The next movement is 2s and 3s chord. And the last movement is 1s and 4s. So you get to make it up. I don't really care when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says, circa 15 seconds or something is when you enter after you get a cue. So
oh.
You know, whatever you feel is 3 or 4 bars
so
worth.
After S.
After Q.
I mean, I see, it just
says
it's
3 measures long. So then right after that, that's when we start.
Okay, Q. So let's go back to P. We're backing up to P. Backing up the letter P. I'll conduct this for the first few times.
At what point do you pick up your guitar?
Around N.
Okay.
Okay, here we go, letter P. So you're going to self-conduct through P mostly as well. Here we go, letter P. I'll conduct it for the first few times. Ready? P? bum 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 bum. Off, two, three, twos, two, three. That is the tolling, right? That's the cross strings for just one chord. P. Go P. So I'm going to play for you the beginning of the cadenza in P. It's going to be very easy. It's going to be on the first and third beats. One, two, three. All right, so I'm in time. What happens at that point is I'm playing right after the beat, so this shouldn't throw you. So you're going to hear one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. My head all throughout this, so let's give it a shot. Here we go. Ready, P, and one, two, three, one, two, three, one. All right, so now let's work that out. You're gonna play your harmonic. We need to look at each other.
Okay.
So, as I have a okay. note to play there. Mm-hmm. Ready, P again? Ready, play, and one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. Okay, this one, my rhythm here is one, two, three, one, and I play right after you, so you're gonna hear. Actually, it almost sounds like it's in four, like one, bum, 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 bee, bum, bee, bum, bum. Let's try 172, 172, 172, one, two, three, and one, two, three, one, two. So that's the last detail to work out. We were almost together. Right, we were almost together. Let's try the same measure we just did. Same measure we just did. So one, two, three, and one. Measure of P. It's gonna be three, one. Do it again. Here we go. You can hear three, one. Again, and three, one. time. Ready? One, two, three. One. Right? All P. Two, three, and one, two, three. Not yet. So I'm going to give them a cue, and then it'll be cue. I think that worked out, did it? P. Ready? If you want to just be a little bit louder to match their volume, that would be great. Same thing, same parts. Ready, and one. Match their volume. Louder. to. Twos and threes. Twos and threes. Y'all know what I meant, anyway. Ready? N. So some of you are playing too many notes. N, right? You have to stop at the same time.
Were they playing 16ths too?
They are playing 16ths, yes. N. Ready? N. One. Two, one, two, nothing, two, nothing, one. It's not ba da da da, but bum ba bum bi bum bi bum ba bum.
One's triplets.
Triplets.
Right.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay. Two, three, and one, two. Play it as loud as you can play it. It's like, here we go. Ready, K, and one, two, and a three, and a one, two.
Two.
H. Starting loud threes, so you're tapping. You understand the marking?
No.
You start here, and then you. So fast and slow by the edge, and then. Fast and quiet by the edge, and then. First part of the beat, and then instantaneously soft. Instantaneous soft address. So you're the measure before H, it's like. Then soft. Right? So H, right? So one loud tap at H, and then immediately soft. And then ones are going to be running your string. So here we go. H, and. Fours here early. Do it again. H. Ready and H. And twos. Then the threes. Now the fours. Here we go. I and. Two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, and that's it. All right, here we go. One more time. Everyone plays everything at 136.
Yeah.
Your question is?
I'll go ahead and
tapping that you're doing should be in the background, right? Like, tapping is all marked double piano, right? So harmonics in the foreground, the tapping in the background. Here we go, J again, with that much in mind. If you've got pitches, I should hear them. If you've got tapping, J, and one, two, three. Tapping quietly. Tapping, one, two. Better. two, three, and one, two. Sensitivity here with my B. It follows. It's like a response to the note that came before. Ready? And B. And now respond. And Fours, twos, and threes. F, and D. That's a big thing for D. Fermata. So don't play that note before. And one. Bottom. Three, and P. Two. Three, one, and two.
H, two, three, and H. here, one, two, three, one. Here we go. I add tapping fours. Tapping threes. Chord, let it not so pronounced, so not like you're trying to break anything at the end. Just let it be very soft in the last chord. So don't make it louder than what it came before. Okay, one general comment on this is that, like the end where the whole thing came together as the sort of mist thing, that's what all the tapping and all the rubbing of the strings is supposed to do. So you should be listening to the group and trying to make it sound like an amorphous whole, right? These things don't happen in a vacuum. On this piece especially, work on the time and the counting. We have a very short time left until we play it in front of the GFA. Yeah. So counting and the idea is to make the rubbing of the strings and the tapping part of a sort of amorphous whole, right? So you listen to the whole ensemble as you play. So that's all I got for today. We're going to work on this and Andrew Sears next time. The idea is that we run them both as individual pieces next time. Then we'll fix spots. Then we'll run the whole piece again next time. We'll do that for the pieces individually. The week after that, we're going to run them as we're going to do in the performance, right? We'll do Mist and Ambient Spheres on the performance. And then we'll read some Christmas music too.
Will we have a little rehearsal next week?
There are spaces available. At 7:30, so you should meet at 7:30 to 9:30
here.
Everyone can do that next Monday, 7:30 to 9:30, just a half hour's difference.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
So Jason, it was Ambient Spheres and Mist for the
GFA.
December 2nd.
December 2nd.